It's time for Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TPR and the UT Health Science Center San Antonio, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Bonnie Petrie. For the last 5 years, first responders all over the world have been watching San Antonio.
San Antonio was one of the first and still is the only metropolitan EMS system to carry blood in America to provide to its citizens that are in hemorrhagic shock.
UT Health San Antonio, Dr. C.J. Winkler, is the deputy medical director of the San Antonio Fire Department, and he says 8 city EMS vehicles carry whole blood that can be transfused into people who might otherwise bleed to death before they get to the hospital.
We have transfused blunt hemorrhagic shock patients, which are quite often car wrecks. We have transfused penetrating trauma, which is usually gunshot wounds or knife stab wounds. We had a young mother who was on her 4th pregnancy and she was bleeding out. She was mostly unresponsive in a bathtub.
Pre-hospital whole blood transfusions save lives.
We have a 4-fold increase in saving blunt trauma patients' lives, 4 times the life saved. So certainly that is an amazing outcome.
Winkler says what they've learned over the last 5 years is invaluable.
The rest of the country, actually the rest of the world, is looking at us for guidance, and we've been very fortunate to be able to train a whole lot of folks in America and beyond about how to start a pre-hospital blood program.
That's Science and Medicine from the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, and Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Petrie.